Hey, good morning, Conservancy of Southwest Florida management team. I hope all is well this morning. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. I wanted to share with you today something I've shared with you before, but I think that this is one of the most important qualities we can bring to any situation, particularly the situation we're in right now. So I hope that this is enlightening. I hope you share it, but most importantly, I hope you apply this to the obstacles, challenges, and opportunities of your week. When I was a kid, there was a song that was popular called "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." Can you hear it? Da 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 bum 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 bum. You know, I want to change the lyrics of that right now to "What the World Needs Now Is Sweet Ingenuity." Ingenuity. If there's ever a time that we need, and for the foreseeable future, we are going to need ingenuity, it is right now. And of course, it's already happening, because here's the thing. Crisis evokes ingenuity. The iconic example of this that I love to talk about is Apollo 13. The explosion has happened on the spaceship. They're running out of oxygen. They're trying to get the astronauts home, but it won't matter if they run out of oxygen and they have filters that filter the CO2 out of the command module, and they have some that filter it out of the other part of the spaceship, but they're not the same size or shape. Some of the filters are round, some of them are square. So the Tiger team down on the ground had to figure out how to put a round peg into a square hole or a square. And there's this epic moment in the movie Apollo 13 where the Tiger team manager holds up the round filter and the square one in his other hand and says, "We've got to find a way to make this fit into the hole of that using nothing but this." And he motions down to the stuff that is on the table, which happens to be the stuff that's also on the spaceship, because, you know, there's no FedEx up to space to get them more filters. They're going to have to build the makeshift filter out of what's in the spaceship. And of course, they did. Brilliant. Brilliant. Crisis screams for ingenuity. Like doctors and nurses in Italy who are making masks out of scuba gear. Like Dyson vacuum cleaners who made a ventilator, designed a ventilator that they're now making. Like maybe what you did this weekend to make masks at home. The uber skill of life is ingenuity. We need it on massively big scales, and we need it in our organization. We need it in our personal lives right now. And so I want to just zoom in on one thing for you today, as you work, as you live, and as so many of us now are doing both of those at home. And that is what I call the magic phrase. One of the most powerful ways to evoke ingenuity is to live with the magic phrase often on your tongue. As soon as you hit a challenge or a problem or a crisis, let the magic phrase populate your mind. And if you will really gnaw on the magic phrase, you will find yourself being a solution side thinker and a solution side doer. And that's what we need right now. We need solution side people. We need to not only talk about what's wrong, we need to solve for a better future. Hey, we're going to make it through this. And part of the quality of making it through this is how ingenious we can be right now. Not just riding this out and hoping we can get back to where we were. No. No, we need to be ingenious right now because we're going to need something different when we come back. The world has shifted. We don't know all of how it will look different, but it's not going to just go back to the way it was before this started. The world is shifting, and this isn't just going to go away. We're going to have 9 to 18 months of significant shift. Even if we're out and about, the world is going to shift, and there will be repercussions for years to come. Those who can be ingenious are going to add the most value. So, in your work today, in your life today, use the magic phrase. What's the magic phrase? The magic phrase? The magic phrase that opens our minds to the possibilities of ingenuity and what we can make by finding usable ideas and optimizing our resources toward those ideas and then adapting fast along the way and smart. What's the magic phrase that gets that all going? It's what the Tiger team manager said. We've got to find a way. And if it's a personal challenge, I've got to find a way. Fill the rest of the magic phrase in with what you need, with the solution you need to the problem you're facing that will get you to a different outcome. I cannot tell you how many people, when I share the magic phrase in conferences, in workshops, in coaching, they tell me, Dave, this is revolutionizing my life. It's changing how I behave at home. It's changing how I talk to my teenagers. It's changing how I relate to my partner. It's changing how I engage at work. I've got to find a way. Or as a team, we've got to find a way. Now, let me tell you why this is such a powerful way of switching to solution-sided thinking. You see, we've all grown up thinking that the way to a solution is to harp on the problem, hit it from every angle, and eventually a solution will pop out. But you know, in my work and research, I have not seen that. The most ingenious groups I have ever worked with are the ones that as quickly as possible get on to what I call solution-sided thinking. They get to thinking about and designing solutions, and they let their design of the solution bring them to the problem by asking questions like, well, why will this solution work? What will this solution produce? Will it produce the outcome we're hoping for? Why will it get us over the obstacle we think it's going to get us over? And then they are talking about the problem, but they're doing it through the lens of the solution. This is a shift we have to make. We have to become solution-sided thinkers and doers. The power of this phrase, first of all, if it's a team issue, is in how it starts. We. It's going to take all of our perspectives coming together. I call this idea weaving. The best ideas come as people push back and forth on perspectives, and boop, out pops the moment of insight, the uber idea, the usable idea, the valuable idea, the aha moment. We've got to find a way. Got to. Now, I know that's not great grammar, but you know, hey, come on. It's okay. We've got to find. We've got. There's an urgency. There's a compelling need. What's the reason? What are the rationales? Why do we need this right now? That was so clear for the Tiger team, wasn't it? We do this or they die. Man, clarity evokes ingenuity. Clarity evokes solution making. We've got to find a way. Find a way. That phrase is, that's the magic right there. That's the magic, finding the way, finding a way. I have noticed with the most ingenious people I've been able to work with, coach, learn from, that they're committed to finding the way. The less ingenious are committed to complaining about why it's too hard to find a way, why they can't, why if they had different resources, maybe they would be able to, why if they had a different educational background, they might be able to, why if they could just catch a break, they might be able to. But you know what ingenious people do? Ingenious people say, what do we got? What do we got? What's on our table? Let's go. Let's duct tape this. Let's MacGyver our way forward. We've got to find a way. The compelling urgency of the moment requires us to do it. We've got to find a way to, or I've got to find a way to, and you finish the sentence. You finish the sentence. Now, there's a lot to writing a good solution statement, but you know what? You know what? That's not important today. What's important today is to flip the switch, is to flip the switch to thinking on the solution side, to thinking about ingenuity and creative solution making. And how do I do that today in the issues I'm going to face at work or the issues I'm going to face as I have three kids who have to also go to school? Or while I'm alone, this isolation is hard for me. How will you find the way? Wow, if you're married and you have kids at home right now, how about a solution statement? We've got to find a way for all of us to work and go to school in the same space and still be an intact family 3 months from now, right? Or whatever it might be. You start to flip the switch to solution-sided thinking, and that's what the magic phrase does. And you watch your mind move into opportunity-driven thinking. And you watch your team fall into the same thing. Start with the magic phrase. Stay on the solution side. Vet the solution, and you'll end up talking about the problem. You will. And at the end, you'll have a solution. You won't just have an hour of talking about a problem. You'll have the beginnings of a solution that you can grow and develop along the way. I've got to find a way. We've got to find a way. Hey, this is it. This is my passion to give to you. It's why I founded a company called the Ingenuity Lab, because I am absolutely convinced that the uber skill of humanity is ingenuity, the ability to together find usable and valuable ideas that will advance our mission, and then take the resources we have and optimize those, maximize those toward those ideas. And then as we do that, we adapt fast and smart along the way. What the world needs now is sweet, pervasive ingenuity. The good news is crisis evokes it out of us. The bad news is I don't always want to have to be in crisis. How about you? So I want to learn the skills of ingenuity. And the first skill, and perhaps the central skill that all the others fall around, is being solution-sided. And the way to do that is to live with the magic phrase often on your lips. I, or we've, got to find a way to. Use it this week. Use it this week. I'd love to hear if it changes anything for you. And let's make some magic this week. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Have an ingenious week.